Welcome to Passionate and Practical, the art of dreaming, doing, and serving. I'm your host, Lexi Bozarth, and I'm here with my dear friend, Caitlin Neal. She is going to be talking to us about all things media and motherhood, and hopefully you'll be able to take away some fun tips and tricks for your personal business. Caitlin and I lived together when I was in college, and it was just one of the best seasons of my life. Living with Caitlin taught me so much about grace, and it was a really fun day when we hardly knew each other. We were sitting at the bar trying to figure out what we had in common, and I was reading Crazy Love by Francis Chan, and either Caitlin or I was reading it, and the other one went to their bedroom, ran out and was like, I'm reading it too. And we both realized in that moment that not only did we both love Jesus, but that we wanted to grow in our faith together. And to this day, I can really say that Caitlin has been one of the strongest influences to my faith and the way that she holds me accountable to be Jesus to the world. And she calls me out on my crap, and everyone needs a Caitlin in their life, but in a super, super gracious way. So welcome to the show, Caitlin.
Thanks. I'm so glad to be on here with you.
So Kate, what are you passionate about when it comes to, you have a company called The Social Bee, and it is a media company, a branding company, you're a website developer. I mean, you do all the things. So tell us a little bit about Social Bee and why you're passionate about it.
So I started The Social Bee just doing web design and social media, kind of just in a time where I realized that there wasn't a lot of transparency or authenticity in either of these things. And so it's just like a really hazy industry. Nobody really knows what they're getting whenever you hire a web developer. So I wanted to kind of create my own like little pocket in the industry where we had a business that's really kind of created around customer service and just creating a really great product. And so that thing just kind of happened to be web design and social media and digital marketing. And so over the past several years, it's kind of transformed into we provide kind of an all-inclusive service. So someone can come to us at all different parts of their journey in business, and we service them in a lot of different ways. So yeah, it's kind of how we got started and how I'm passionate about it.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about you and your family and what that kind of looks like, and what is kind of your day-to-day when it comes to being a mama and a business owner?
That has changed a lot over the past few years. So when I first started Social Bee, I was full-time in a office management job, and so I was doing that while also kind of doing this on the side. And I grew it to a point where I didn't really have a ton of business quitting my job and like jumping both feet into this. But I had my son Oliver, who is now, he'll be three next month. And that was kind of like the impetus that I needed to like jump in. And I realized like, if I don't do this now, then I'm probably not going to do it. So when I did that and I jumped in full time, that looked like my workload was really kind of slow and wasn't super consistent. And so I was able to stay home with Oliver full time and do Social Bee on the side. And then, so that was kind of steady that way for about a year and a half. We just had Stella in last December. So she's now almost one. And really it's been within this last year that I've been able to like dive in with both feet and grow this thing to the place where now we have a team behind us, and it's taking a lot more of my time. So it's shifted a lot, whereas before it didn't really require a ton of, Justin jumped in like where I needed him in the afternoons to take meetings or phone calls or spend block time working on different projects. But now it's at the place where it's requiring a lot more of my time. So it's shifted a little bit as to like what it looks like now. And over this time, we've just kind of had to, you know, bring on more help and then less and more. And so we're actually in a transitional season right now where we're trying to figure out what that next thing looks like. But I mentioned Oliver and Stella. Oliver's three, Stella will be one in December. I am married to Justin, who is in ministry and has been for the life of our relationship the last 7 years. So that has been quite a journey too.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about being an entrepreneur. Did you know from a young age that you wanted to be an entrepreneur? Was there anyone that you looked up to that was an entrepreneur? Or were you just sick of working a 9-to-5 job? What kind of fire got started in you, and how did that take off?
I definitely have an entrepreneurial spirit. I have filled up notebooks of different ideas that were crazy, kind of practical, like all across the board. But I kind of, the social bee kind of was the first need that I realized like I could really fill, like I could really do that. And I was able to do it. And so like that was kind of like my first act on my entrepreneurial spirit, but it's kind of been something for a long time. I kind of moved through the world in a way of like, oh, that thing, like I could make that thing better. One of the things that the physician that I worked for, he was a chiropractor. And when I was managing the office for him, he would always say to me, find a need and fill it or provide a better service. And so for me, that kind of checked a couple of boxes. That's like, I'm not going to come into this thing being, I don't have to come into this thing being like the very best or even like an innovator. But if I can just find an edge, like if I can just find an edge or serve these people in a way that provides a better service, then I there's a spot for me and there's a spot for you. And so it kind of took away the competition out of it and just allowed me to kind of find where I wanted to settle in that.
I love that. I think that that is such a great point, because I think that a lot of people are looking to be the next like Mark Zuckerberg or an inventor of something. Like, I want to invent something that doesn't already exist, but we often underestimate the power of doing a generic business really well, mm-hmm. whether that's a car wash and just kicking butt, or having, for us, we have Airbnbs, and like, it's not a new thing. Like, a lot of people have Airbnbs, but trying to do it to the best of our ability. And I love that you say that, because sometimes people can get stumped on what if I'm an entrepreneur, I have to be also an inventor. And that's just not true. So let's talk a little bit about advice. As a mama, what advice would you give to another mom that is thinking to start a business, or she already has a business and she found out she's pregnant and she's like, whoa, how do I juggle life's things? And I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, I want to do ministry. How do we have it all?
I think one of the things, so our kind of natural tendency is to look at all the resources that are out there. So on social media, it's like, it's endless. We could look at a million different resources and use those things and implement those things in our lives. And all of those things are super helpful. But I think that we have this kind of pull towards making those things gospel. And so we want to like fit in a mold of one of those things. So there's a lot of things out there that's like, you know, if this is your business, then you should fit into this thing. So if staying home is really important to you, but also having a business is really important to you, you have to look at that and say, like, what is going to work for my family? And then do that thing. It can't be something where you're trying to like fit into a mold of, you know, now you're a business owner, and so now you have to act and operate this way. Mm. That's not the most helpful thing that you can do for yourself. So I think that that's a really important piece. And in not making those things gospel, I think that like the game changer for me was, so about 4 years ago, I started, praying for the social bee and just like kind of, but I don't think I brought like the Lord into that story. Like, I think we kind of keep them separate. It's hard to mesh, like, where does Jesus fit into business? Because it's not like there's a certain way that you run a business that's like, this is biblical and this is how you do it. So I think that it's really easy to go about your day without inviting the Lord into spaces like that. And you really miss, like, I totally missed out for a couple of years on that. And so 4 years ago, started Social Bee, really started kind of like praying big things, a couple of 2 years ago, maybe. And so now today, One of the things specifically that I was praying for was that a team would come together, and a team that kind of was passionate about the same things and wanted to provide the service that I strive to provide for our clients. And so that was something really important to me, but I thought that would take several people, going through several people. There's no way that that's kind of all just going to come together. And so it's been so neat to see God answer those prayers and just kind of affirm the fact that, like, if you're praying big things, pray those things and then know that, like, God's going to fulfill those things. They may not happen in the way that you think that they'll happen or in the time that you think that, you know, they'll happen. But I think that praying about your big dreams, like asking for those things, is really important too.
I love that. And even though you are definitely a millennial as far as your birth year, I don't think that you act like a millennial when it comes to a lot of the things that we're kind of coined for. And I admire that about you. And not saying that millennials are bad. I love millennials. I am one. But one thing I think that a lot of us millennials could learn from you is that you are definitely in for the long run with things. So with your business, with your marriage, with parenting, you look at things not as instant gratification, what I can have today, but how is God either going to, praying into those big prayers and being expectant for him to provide, or saying, how is God gonna redeem the space? And I love that you're a holistic person and you don't look at just what am I feeling right now and I'm gonna act on my feelings. Because if you did, your life would look very different. And I think that there's a lot of peace that comes with being patient. And I think that just learning the fruit of the Spirit is patience and self-control and these things that you practice. And I think that that's played out in your business as well. So can you speak a little bit to the waiting? And as an entrepreneur, when you're hearing all these messages about you've got to hustle, you've got to grind, you've got to stay up till 3 a.m. and you've got to work on your business. Like, I'm a firm believer in hard work, but how can you kind of flip the script on this hustle movement and talk about how you kind of conduct your business?
Yeah, I think so. This plays a lot into something that I have kind of just been thinking about over the last several months and kind of seeing this theme in my life of in all areas is that beauty doesn't happen overnight. And that these beautiful things, you know, if you think of flowers that you see at the farmer's market, like, they first started out at seed and then they grew up and took months and then they were able to be picked and, like, arranged and in a way that are then handed over to you. But so much work and time went into those beautiful flowers that you now get to enjoy. And so I think that there's this that's kind of the lesson that has been consistent over the course of the last several years, has been that there have been so many seasons where I am like, I'm done. Like, I'm throwing in the towel. I remember having several conversations with Justin where I went to him and I was like, I think I need to just get a 9-to-5. Like, money's hard, you know, finances were really tight in several seasons where it was just like slow times and who knows what will come in this month. And so it took a long time for that to be consistent and for us to be able to count on that. But in each of those seasons, I can now look back and say, like, if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be where I am. And I know that that kind of, like, sounds cliche and, like, I even saying that, like, it doesn't do justice to the actual like feeling of my heart of, like, genuinely I needed to go through every single one of those really hard months where I'm like, how's this gonna work? I feel guilty because I'm not spending enough time with Oliver. I didn't get enough work in today. I do have to stay up until midnight tonight to finish what. So I think again, just kind of going back to we don't have to fit these molds of, like, we hustle and grind, we don't sleep, we have these crazy schedules. Like, we just flip that on the head and say, you know, those are kind of, there are lots of suggestions out there and things that we can kind of take and things we can throw away. But I think that to be really present in every single moment and just say, like, what can I take out of this really hard season? Because there is joy in all of it. It's hard and it doesn't take away from it, but there's joy and there's things that we can learn from each of those seasons. And so I think that if we look up and we've kind of like gone through 5 years and it's just been like, this has been crazy and hard and I wish that I could take that back, we totally miss it. Hmm. We completely miss it.
Oh, that is so good. I love that you have spoken a couple of times about not prescribing to what we're seeing and what's being thrown at us, but taking pieces of it and saying what works and what doesn't. I think that's the same thing for parenting. There are a lot of suggestions out mm-hmm. there for how to sleep train. And we get fired up about, oh, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? And there's no right or wrong when our heart belongs to God. And when we're leaning into biblical community, we're looking at the word of God. What does the word of God say about this? What is my spouse and I, how are we praying into this? Are we on the same page? And then moving forward out of that. So I love that you use that in your business as well. So how do you believe that God is currently using your gifts to advance his kingdom, either in the workplace, outside of the workplace, in motherhood, whatever you're kind of feeling, you're talking about what he's stirring on your heart. What does that kind of look like? And what are the, who in this world is your heart really burdened for?
As you ask that question, one of the things that comes to mind is in middle and high school, anytime I would have like a bad day or, you know, like the drama of middle and high school would like come about and I'd come home in a really bad mood, I'd talk to my dad and kind of just like word vomit, like kind of tell him everything. And it's like a 20-minute conversation that I could have communicated in 5 minutes. And he would listen to the whole thing super attentively. And then he would say something to the effect of every time, that is so normal that you feel that. Like, that's such a normal thing to feel. Mm. And so I think in me from a really young age was kind of just like this empathy that even though I don't know exactly what you're talking about, like, I could be thinking that that's just kind of a silly way to go about kind of what happened and it was no big deal. But I think that I've had kind of had this like empathy in me because of how my dad handled these types of things. And so to me, really just kind of moving through life in a way that is willing and open to have hard conversations in a way that doesn't judge or demean or just kind of give safe spaces. Like, if I can move through this life and say me too to someone or listen and it genuinely be safe in my heart, like it's not going, that information isn't going anywhere. And I, if I can move through life and just kind of alleviate a little bit of this, like, we're all going through a lot of the same things. Like, in real life conversations with people, I've had dozens and dozens of conversations with women in my same season of life, married, young kids, trying to kind of keep your identity as you move through all of, you know, navigating adult relationships and just all kinds of stuff that happens, like grief and finances and all of those things that happen in adult life. If we could just kind of go move through that in a way where it's like we're in community together and you're not alone, that's kind of what like fires me up, is just that I don't want people walking along the same path, dealing with a lot of the same things that I'm dealing with, that you're dealing with, that, you know, we're just kind of all in the same boat. Like, the boat's rocky in some places, it's real steady in some places, it's like in crazy storms in other places. But if we can all kind of like just level the playing field and kind of be there and walk alongside each of those boats, then I think that that is kind of my effort in leaving this world maybe a little bit better than when I came.
I love that. I love your heart for being empathetic towards people and showing grace to people in hard spaces. And I often say two of the most powerful words in the Christian language are me too, or I'm with you. Mm-hmm. And if we haven't walked that walk, I think sometimes it can be harmful if we try to compare our hurt with someone else's hurt that's going through something severe. But if we say, I'm with you regardless, it's just so powerful. So thank you for that reminder of just walking alongside people. So to wrap things up, what is something that you're looking forward to in the next 3 months? Let's say, 2019 is on its way out and we're moving towards 2020. What are you looking forward to as we close this year?
So in last month, or actually now in August. So August, we rebranded and relaunched the Social Bee just to kind of give, we have kind of now come up with this team and are now able to offer more of a wide array of services. And so we rebranded and relaunched a new website. And so since then, we've had such amazing support. And it's been such a cool time of celebration of like hard work that it's like I said, like I wanted to quit so many times and having conversations with Justin where I'm like, I need to throw in the towel. It's time. And so now just kind of like allowing myself to kind of be in a celebration mode, to be in a mode of growth and kind of scaling up is really exciting. I now have the capacity to do other things like we're hosting a workshop next month for social media. And so that's super exciting. And I am launching a personal blog this month, in the middle of the month. And so that's really exciting. I haven't really had the space to kind of share my thoughts and, the little things and the big things, like little things that I love, like food and travel and local spots, but also the big things, like some of the things that we've talked about and navigating adult relationships and what it looks like to strive towards a healthy marriage, and all of those things. So I'm really excited about that and just kind of having that space to write and share my thoughts. It's a pretty cool time to now look at the rest of this year, into 2020 and just see the growth and kind of look back on, wow, like that hard work, it really paid off. And this isn't it. Like, this is kind of really just the start. And then, we'll grow up from there. So it's all exciting.
I think that celebration is such an important part of the journey, especially as entrepreneurs. You can often think that you've not arrived. And at what point do you say, I am going to stop and celebrate, mm-hmm. and be present and celebrate the moments and to spur your team on. And I think that's really, really special and really important. So if you're listening and you're an entrepreneur and you checked off some items on your goal and to-do list, then do something to celebrate. And if it's in the daily tasks, like giving yourself a piece of chocolate after you just had a hard meeting or a hard conversation with someone, then do that. But if it looks like taking your team out for a fun night out on the town because you guys just landed a great big client, then do that. Just find time for celebration and fun. As women, especially moms and wives, mm-hmm. and business owners, we can often be so hard on ourselves and we can just keep trekking and we can keep moving forward, but we often aren't finding time for fun. So make sure that you find time for fun and celebration in your life too.
Yes.
Caitlin, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been so fun and so grateful for you and your heart for people and just for God's grace and his goodness. So ladies, you are infinitely valuable. You were created with a unique set of gifts, skills, and talents created by God for his purpose and his glory. So go be his hands and feet to this broken world. Get it, girl. So much for taking the time out of your day. If this message has encouraged you, then please click to subscribe and share with a friend who may be inspired by the message. Also, if you have an event coming up and you're looking for a speaker, click the link below to get in touch with me.